Want to buy a basketball team? Prices are rising at a fast clip.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Citrix GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses worldwide in face-to-face online meetings. More at GoToMeeting.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for David Brancaccio. It was just weeks ago that people were gasping at a $1 billion price tag for the Los Angeles Clippers. That was double the previous record for an NBA franchise. Now there's word former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has signed an agreement to buy the team for $2 billion. This, of course, comes on the heels of owner Donald Sterling's racist remarks. $2 billion. Are the Clippers possibly worth that much? From KPCC in Los Angeles, Ben Bergman reports.
Yes, it's true the Clippers have gone from being the butt of NBA jokes to being one of the league's most exciting teams. Both the NBA's and the Clippers' TV deals are up soon, and these are boom times for sports rights. The Dodgers have an $8.3 billion contract with Time Warner. The Lakers have a $3.6 billion deal. But when it comes to L.A. sports, the Clippers are still on the bottom rung, says longtime sports agent Lee Steinberg.
This has been a Laker town. The Lakers have held the heart of the city.
Need proof? Consider that even as awful as they were this season, the Lakers trounced the Clippers when it came to TV ratings. Still, there are now seven regional sports networks in L.A. that all need games to fill their schedules and drive up carriage fees. It's also driven up the Clippers' sale price and created a feeding frenzy among buyers. The remarkable speed at which the sale has happened is bad news for buyers, though, according to sports attorney Darren Heitner.
There's a very small opportunity for them to conduct any due diligence. They sort of have to put their money where their mouth is now or potentially lose out on buying the franchise.
For Ballmer, recently retired from Microsoft with plenty of time on his hands and $20 billion kicking around, it may be a risk he's willing to take.
In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.
If you happen to be drinking your morning coffee right now, you might want to take a few extra moments to savor it. It's probably going to get a lot more expensive. A severe drought in Brazil is pushing up global coffee prices. The BBC's Katie Watson has the story.
Brazil's coffee fields are busy at this time of year. From now until September, thousands of coffee pickers will spend their days in the fields, stripping the bushes of their berries and bagging up their bounty. Very little rainfall during what was meant to be rainy season has had a big impact on this year's crop. The drought has helped push up global coffee prices. They've almost doubled since late last year. But despite getting more for his coffee, it's not getting easier for farmers like Diogo de Oliveira Márcio.
Apesar que o café subiu, mas ele representa o custo mais alto ainda.
Even though coffee has risen in price, it still costs us a lot. We're spending lots of money on people to harvest the beans, which are of lower quality, so it's really difficult.
Farmers are bringing their harvested beans to store in the warehouse. While the focus is on this year's crop, many are concerned about next year's too. Alexandre Hausman da Silva is the president of the local cooperative.
Por falta de água, a planta cresceu menos.
Because of the lack of water, the plants grew less than normal, so they only produced beans in the bit that grew. Because of that, losses will be higher next year than this year.
Producers here in Brazil have been selling their stocks from previous years to keep prices stable, and many big coffee buyers have locked in lower prices. But according to exporter João Stout, it won't last.
It's unavoidable that you are going to pay more for your coffee in the few coming months. That's unavoidable.
Back at the cooperative, though, as the machines loudly sort the good beans from the bad, the focus is on selling the beans that have survived the drought. In this noisy warehouse, the price of a cappuccino is not on producers' minds.
The BBC's Katie Watson reporting from Brazil. Let's take a look at the markets this Friday. European markets are down ahead of a much-anticipated policy meeting of the European Central Bank next week. They're going to talk stimulus. London's FTSE is down 0.2%. Germany's DAX down just a bit. U.S. markets lost ground yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ticked down 0.1% to close at 16,666.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. By Nuance Power PDF, designed to easily and accurately convert, edit, combine, and collaborate on business documents. Nuance.com/PowerPDF. PDF uncompromised. And by Slacker Radio, delivering handcrafted streaming radio to the web, smartphones, and tablets with over 13 million songs and talk programs, including Marketplace. More at Slacker.com.
The Fender Guitar Company has added two rock stars to its board of directors, U2's Bono and The Edge. Big names for sure, but can they help the company sell instruments? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
Even if you don't know the Fender brand, you'll recognize the sound. Buddy Holly, the Beach Boys, Jimi Hendrix. If they were rock gods, then Fender guitars were their altar. Brian Majeski at the Music Trades magazine is surprised that Fender recruited the guys from U2.
They do not need these guys to burnish their credibility with musicians or the music-buying public.
But across the industry, guitar sales are down 10 to 15% from their peak in 2008. Jimmy Griffin manages Killer Vintage, a guitar shop in St. Louis. He says the industry's problem could be a lack of new players.
Maybe the slump in guitar sales is a lot of kids aren't learning to play the guitar because it's hard.
Griffin says he wouldn't have bothered to learn the guitar if he knew that you can be a rock star with just two turntables and a microphone or a computer. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Want more Marketplace? We have a new app available now. Find the link on our website or search for Marketplace APM in your app store. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Manufacturing went away in one small southern town. Then they figured out a way to bring it back.
People viewed us as the guys were dipping stuff with no teeth, girls were pregnant with no shoes, and all of a sudden, we were building stuff that flies.
Stuff that flies, and what American manufacturing looks like today. Next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.